All right, we'll say good morning, good morning. Let's spend a few moments with Rav Tzadok. We are picking up in Eretz Hashem on actually, we'll call it the bottom of page Lamed Aleph, top of page Lamed Beis. If you remember again, yesterday the Rebbe said something that is so magnificently beautiful. The Rebbe explained that as much as in Yiddishkeit, one has to have this three-tier or three-pronged level of spiritual development. I need to have a Rebbe, I need to have Chavirim, friends, I need to have Talmidim. That's stage one. But stage two is ultimately I want my wisdom to come from HaKadosh Baruch. I want it to emanate from the Ribono Shel Olam. The Rebbe then went on to say that how does HaKadosh Baruch give me this wisdom? That's through Svarim. Svarim can become my Rebbe. When you learn a sefer, that sefer becomes your rav. Now again, Bosai, Reb Tzadik is not suggesting that a sefer could replace a rebbe. Everyone needs a rebbe for a variety of different reasons. But what he's saying is the danger of the emphasis on the rebbe is what? Is that then essentially what I'm doing is it could feel like I'm outsourcing my spiritual success to someone else. And in general, the worst thing you could do in life is outsource your success to someone else. So what the Rebbe is suggesting is, I'm not saying you have to have a Rebbe, but lest you think that having a Rebbe means that halacha lemaisa, you can't cultivate your own spiritual success, that's incorrect. That's where the Svarim come in. A Sefer could be my Rebbe as well, which means also I could take my Rebbe with me wherever I go. I could always be learning with my Rebbe, always be growing with my Rebbe. That's what Reb Tzadik is really trying to highlight. And he goes on and he says something so beautiful. Page Lamed Beis, he explains, this is beautiful. He says, however, he says, top of page Lamed Beis. So both say, in the beginning, when I'm going ahead and let's say learning from the Sefer is my Rebbe, right? The Sefer is the primary source, and then ultimately, again, I am the recipient of that Torah from my Rebbe. The Achar Kach Kishem Eschadish Chidushin Ayadam. This is so beautiful. Afterwards, so again, when I'm absorbing the information from the Sefer, the Sefer is my Rebbe, and I am the Talmud. But watch this. The Achar Kach Kishem Eschadish Chidushin Ayadam. But then afterwards, after learning Torah, and I develop my own novel thoughts, right? I learn the Torah, I develop my own novel thoughts. Naase Madregas Chaver. Then ultimately, again, the Svarim are no longer my Rebbeim, but rather, the Svarim are my friends. So let's go back for just a second. What was the essence of this three-pronged unit of spiritual development? So remember again, step one was my Rebbe. I need to absorb information. I need to get information. That's step one. Step two is I have to take that information and then I have to be able to share it with others and process it. That's chaverim. And then step three is I have to take that information and I need to share it. Because when you hold on to spirituality all for yourself and don't share it with others, that becomes stunted spirituality. So listen to what the Rebbe says. So the Rebbe says, when I learn from a sefer, that sefer becomes my Rebbe. That sefer is my Rebbe. Then when I go ahead and I take that knowledge and I develop chidushim. The Rebbe says, now remember again, what does it mean when you develop chidushim on something, to develop a novel thought? So remember again, a chidush doesn't have to mean that you're writing a whole sefer on deep philosophical or halachic or intellectual insights. A chidush just means I learned something and I'm extracting additional lessons, whether it's life lessons, whether it's moral lessons, whether it's legal lessons. The point is I'm taking what I learned and now I'm using my own abilities, my own kochos, my own skills, my own insights to hone in on additional messages. That's the chiddush. The moment you do that, the sefer transforms from my Rebbe to my chaver, to my friend. Isn't that incredible? So the same sefer that started out, you know, as my Rebbe, now ultimately again transforms into my chavrusa, into my friend. That's the metamorphosis, ultimately again, that Reb Tzadik says occurs when we learn. It's such a different way to look at our learning. So whenever you start learning something, when the process of learning starts, Ultimately, again, that Sefer is my Rebbe. And as I get into it and understand it and develop additional insights, suddenly I'm learning Bechavrusa together ultimately again with my Sefer. What a beautiful and incredible idea that also takes learning and takes a Sefer from being almost like a static entity to being all of something that develops along with me in my journey of learning. Which I will say also highlights the idea why it is so incredibly important to go ahead and take a Sefer with you wherever you go. Person should always have a Sefer with them. They say, okay, so today you have a phone. Okay, a phone is not the same thing. A phone is very good, has a lot of wonderful, incredible qualities, but at the end of the day, Lemaisa, again, having a Sefer with me at all times allows me to have my Rebbe, and ultimately, again, by extension, my Chavrusa, every step of the way. So we'll stop over here for today. Meretz Hashem, I'll pick up with the rest. Now, again, obviously what we're going to see next is, does the Sefer then become, is it able to transition to the level of Talmud, right? Because there's three prongs. There's Rebbe, there's Rebbe, there's Chaver, and then there's Talmud. Does the Sefer have the ability to transform into that? Emir Tzashem, that we'll see tomorrow. Shabbat, everyone.